You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Well, I don't know if you've seen this or not or read about it, but the jawline is now the new cheek for interest. And I know what you're saying. You don't even understand what this craze is all about, right? But I bet you do, because here's the thing. When you take a look at Angelina Jolie, you take a look at Brad Pitt, those actors have a jawline and a neck that everyone has come in over the years to ask me somehow, how can we possibly get that? And nowadays, that's becoming the new area that everybody wants to talk about. So I would say maybe 3 to 5 years ago, everybody was fascinated with trying to get their cheeks to be lifted full and to really look like it's been restored with a healthy fullness, if you will. Well, now, it's now trickled down to where the jawline and the chin has become the new area of elegance, because people want to see that very crisp, sharp demarcation between what would be your jaw and what should be the beginning of your neck. And listen, there's a lot of people that really don't need a surgical procedure to make that happen. And we see this all the time in my practice in young people that really just anatomically do not have a very strong chin or jawline. And they may not be fat. They may not, you know, have a very poor diet. They may not have any reason to have any other kinds of problems that are associated with just having that weak jawline, because I know a lot of you out there probably are thinking, oh, we're talking about a double chin. They may, you know, have to lose a couple of pounds. Maybe they just, you know, need to get to the gym and exercise more. No, I'm really not talking about those individuals. Obviously, those people could use some sculpting of their jawline and their neck with some liposuctioning and things like that. But I'm not really even talking so much about that as I am about the actual structural impairment that some people may have just been born with. It just may be a hereditary type thing where they have a very weak chin and also may not have a very strong jawline. So everything from their face just blends right into their neck. And there's really no sharp demarcation between a very sharp jaw or chin and the beginning of their neck. And nowadays, with so many great modalities to fix this, you can even tell how excited I am just talking about it with you on this podcast. So let's get into a few of them. The first is, I can inject some fillers that we can literally place small aliquots, little tiny amounts in strategic areas along the jawline to enhance its prominence. And it could be placed in very, very like subtle locations, but it's giving a little bit more skeleton, if you will, to the area that you may be lacking in skeleton, such as right in the back of your mandible, right where your jawline ends. A lot of people could use a little bit more oomph right there. And if we put a little bit of filler in that zone properly, you can get a very sharp 90-degree type angle right there. So if you're listening to this, take your finger and feel right in front of your earlobe where your jaw is. In that location is exactly where I'm talking about. And if you now take your finger and kind of run it along the bony part of your mandible or your jawline, you can see some people just have a very short distance before you get to your chin. This may be a sign that there really isn't a sharp enough demarcation between your jaw or where the end of your face is and the beginning of your neck is. So adding some facial fillers that are the appropriate one to that area will be a great enhancement. In addition to that, as you work your way towards your chin, a lot of people have a little indent or a little bit of a step off before they get to their chin. We call this area the pre-jowl hollow or the pre-jowl sulcus. And that area, a lot of times in older people, accentuates the jowl of the cheek, where the skin and the fat of your face starts to drop lower than your mandible is. So, strategically placed product, facial filler, in that pre-jowl hollow will also add a beautiful dimension, if you will, to the jawline. And last but not least, adding some of this special facial filler to your chin can make a huge difference. I don't know how many of you out there have a small chin or something that we call retronathism, where the chin is set back. So people that have a small chin, we call microgenia or a small chin. And people that have a chin or a jawline that's kind of set back is called retronathism. And in those patients, for years and years and years, plastic surgeons like myself have been putting in chin implants, and they work unbelievably well in that subsection of the population that needs a little bit more length to their face, a little bit more projection of their chin. It works great. But what if you wanted to demo out what it would look like to have a chin implant permanently placed? Well, I now have an option for you. I have a product called Voluma that I can actually inject onto the bony part of your chin, and I can place it in any angle that I'd like. I can angle it downward. I can project it forward. People that have a witch's chin or something that just looks like there's extra skin or flesh hanging off the end of your chin, I can correct that totally non-surgically. But the beauty of all of these things that I'm talking about is that if you really loved the way I made you look from these facial fillers, we can then take you to the operating room one day in the future and actually create that look permanently by using implants. And nowadays, we have these beautiful chin implants, mandibular implants that can actually be placed right along the bony aspect of the mandible or the chin through tiny little incisions, and they will be on that area permanently. So it's a way of actually getting a chance to see what you would look like if you did get these implants, and if you loved it, we can do it permanently. If you didn't like it, all of these facial fillers that I'm talking about are all 100% dissolvable. We have an antidote, if you will, to dissolve these facial fillers. So it is a really exciting time to take a look at what's really going on in the whole specialty of plastic surgery, but in particular, taking a look at how, you know, the areas of interest have migrated over the years, and now it's all about the jawline and the neck. And I hope this has been helpful. If you have questions about things, you can always reach us at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery or daviscps.com. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution, and I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.